summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend in the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Hello, this is Sophie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And who am I here with?
Mariel.
Wow, yeah. Shocker.
Yes.
You were just listening to Reelin' in the Years by Steely Dan.
And this song is very special to you because...
I want to say that it was my number one song
on Spotify. You had to switch. I forgot.
I wanted to say that it was my number one song on Spotify Wrapped, but it was actually my number two song on Spotify Wrapped.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a little bit of a theme today, which is our Spotify Wrapped.
Through the years.
Our top song.
Yeah.
Or some, maybe second best, because some of them were explicit.
Yeah, my top song was explicit, so.
This year. Yeah.
That's
mine
okay.
Mine is not.
Yeah. So like some years I had to go, some years I also had repeats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I was like, a lot of these songs I played in radio before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like 2019, 2020, I had the same top song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So like, and then there were some songs where I couldn't find a clean version to it.
Yeah.
So this is mostly our top song.
It's still representative.
Totally.
Yeah. But we will let you know which one.
Yeah.
It's a false top.
Yeah, I had a Steely Dan girl summer.
Yes.
Yeah, so coming up next is your top song from this 2022. Year?
Yes.
You want to tell us what it is?
Yes, it is Amoeba by Clairo.
Oh, such a good one.
I know. It's just like easy to put on, you know?
And every single time I've ever been inside a car with me, you ever,
I played it.
It's always Amoeba by Clairo, and it's always a hit.
It's just so good to listen to, especially on a drive.
Yeah, so enjoy.
Between the gaps, oh, we're swimming laps. Got close to some epiphany. I'll convince a friend to join deep ends. Have your toes touch the lack of cement. And gather to a corner of the woods. Echo chambers inside a neighborhood. And centerfold humility shown. As good as what your mama saw. Aren't you glad that you reside in a hell and in disguise? Nobody and everything, a pool to shed your memory. Could you say you even try? You haven't called your family twice. I can hope tonight goes differently, but I show up to the party just in case. Thank you. talk when you're fast asleep. You stay on the phone just to hear me breathe.
Welcome back. You just listened to Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers and Telepatia by Kali Uchis. Any commentary on your 2021 top pick?
I feel like 2022, I didn't really know it would be my top song because I was like more sporadic. But 2021, I knew my top song was going to be Telepatia.
It's a good one.
I played it so much. Yeah. Also, probably if you've been in a car with me, I've probably played it.
Yeah. Yeah. Also a hit. Always.
What about you?
I'm very much a binge listener.
Yeah.
Like, once I discover someone, like, I need to, like, only listen to them or only listen to that album.
Really?
That wasn't so much true this year.
Yeah.
But last year was, like, my Phoebe Bridgers year. Mm-hmm. And, like, every single one of my... Like, each, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 were all from this album, Punisher.
Yeah. Really? This year you didn't really discover anyone, right? Do you think? I feel like you were more, like, nostalgic.
This year was a really, you're right. This year was a really nostalgic year, for sure. And as I was discussing with you yesterday, I discovered the audiobook.
Oh, right, right. This year.
The audiobook definitely changed my, like,
the audiobook, by the way, is not like a band or anything. It's an audio,
the Audible app. I'm just like, I'm such a reader.
Yeah, you are.
So, like, I don't know, I love listening to a book now. It's my new thing.
Yeah.
And
makes
I'm such a reader and I love having a thing.
And you love stories.
Exactly.
Yeah, it can be. I feel like I get Audible, like, or I get the market, you know? It's nice to have something spoken to you.
Yeah, especially when I'm, like, knitting or or walking.
Yeah.
Was doing my elderly activities. I like an audiobook. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my music listening went down by, like, 10,000 minutes this year.
Really? Yeah. I feel like mine went up from being at, like, school because, like, walking, I never really, like, listen to music like walk, like, but now every time I have, like, I never, like, have nothing playing, like, anytime I get out of class I immediately put the earbuds in.
We'll walk somewhere together and I'll try to talk to you, but you're not listening to me.
Yeah.
You're listening to Amoeba by Claro. I get it.
yeah
Coming up next is 2019. Ooh. Fun stuff ahead.
Senior year high school.
Dark times. Enjoy.
Poolside convo about your summer last night. Ooh. Yeah. About your summer last night.
Can't give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend. In your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail. Little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there. Wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me. I'll sleep between y'all. There's nothing.
make you cry. Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, 'cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never. 'Cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place. Between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me. It's nothing, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
I heard it all before. Your head is a dead. So glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the. Let's start the narcos off at episode one. Bring the gin, got the juice. Bring the sin, got that too. Won't you shut up? No, you're my favorite. I'm sorry, I don't shave my legs at night. I'm sorry, I'm not your baby mama. I'm sorry, you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right. To me like you say you do, 'cause it's hard enough you got to treat me like this, lonely enough to let you treat me like this. Do you really love me or just wanna love me down?
Thank you. the drama. Only wanna do it once real bad. Gonna make that last. God forbid something happens. At least that song is a smash.
We have a lot to unpack. We can start with 2020.
Okay.
Any comments on Ungodly Hour by Chloe and Halle?
I just like really like their music video, or like, you know, it was just like COVID start, and I feel like it was a very like COVID album rollout, I guess you could call it. Or yeah, like the like stuff they put out, I was like, wow,
like Do It.
Yeah, Do It. Love. Do It. But I was like, I want to be a little more niche than Do It, you know, so pick a different.
Totally. Yeah. Well,
and they just lay, you know, both of them together. Yeah,
for sure.
And I thought it was funny
to Little Mermaid.
Yeah. I thought it was funny that Chloe always did a little bit more than Halle with the dancing. Yeah. Yeah. Any comment about your
Frank Ocean
2019?
Oh, 2019.
Again. That was, yeah, Frank was your 20.
No, that was 2020.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Drew Barrymore by SZA. Wow, did that song follow me for a lot of years. It was my first time hearing the clean version. Interesting.
Yeah.
Not better or worse.
Yeah, our 2019 were both explicit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us. Drew Barrymore was my top song for 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to like move things around.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was like the middle year that it was my top song.
Yeah.
And I don't, SZA hasn't been in my top in like a long time because I think I really overdid it in the years 2018 to 2020.
Yeah.
That's the struggle of a binge listener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad. But also it's nice when it's you're in the midst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on Thank You Next?
So when I was looking back on everything, I was like, wow, did I really listen to Thank You Next by Ariana Grande that much? And I guess I did. I guess I had a little like Ariana Grande phase in high school that I forgot about. Because I probably was a little bit embarrassed and wasn't that vocal about it.
You know who loves Ariana Grande?
Who?
Alexa.
Really?
Yeah, you guys should chat.
Yeah. I just, like, I remember, like, watching her, like, Ellen performance of this song. And, like, she tears up a little in the middle. Like, after the song where it's, like,
oh, cause where her Mac dad. Miller?
No. Well, it was, like, her dad walking her down the aisle. Like, that part she tears up.
How sweet.
I remember, like, sitting in my bed watching this and, like, almost getting emotional about that, too. I was like, wow, she's, like, been through so much. And it's, like, her Ellen performance. And then she just, you know, she doesn't completely break down because at the end she, like, skips off. And I was like, wow, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a few Ariana Grande videos crying to this song.
Yeah.
A few. But I don't think I remember the Ellen performance.
It but could be, yeah.
I'm sure it was as iconic as you say.
Yeah.
So, I guess we're going now to 2018. My top two songs in 2018, top one was Drew Barrymore by SZA, but my number two was also Explicit. So, this is my number three song. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because now I feel like I don't listen to that many Explicit songs as I did when I was like in high school.
Yeah. My number two song this year was See You Again by Tyler, the Creator.
So, because, like, maybe that's just because, like, we do radio, and I know, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I, like, oh, I want to, like, find a song for radio. Mm-hmm. So I don't listen to or seek out explicit music.
Yeah, I don't know if it was intentional or non-intentional, but I was, like, counting the number of explicit songs in my Wrapped this year, and it was really not so high.
Yeah. I wonder.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some good ones coming up.
2018.
Delving into some different genres here.
Nice for niceness, landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to fit to the past though. That bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle. Was it a mecha double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had, the best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took her left off last lap lane, just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're not.
So they say that you live and you learn.
Like, yeah, she got mad.
Every time she moves on, she says she won't do you no favors. Beautiful, but she dangerous. She was only gonna break you, drive me crazy like yeah, yeah, yeah. She was only gonna break you, drive me crazy like yeah, yeah, yeah.
Head, oh yeah, and she'll flirt with your friends, oh yeah, make you wish you were dead. Every time she moves on, she says,
yeah,
oh. She gon' mess with your head, oh yeah, and she'll flirt with your friend, oh yeah, make you wish you were dead.
Every time she moves on, she says, every time she moves on, she says,
did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me, in and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. Yesterday, as I recall, you were looking out of place, gathered up your things and slipped away. No time at all, I followed you into the hall. Cigarette, daydream, you were only 17, so sweet with the mean. In the pouring rain, wanna find peace of mind. Looking for the answer. We can find a reason to change. Looking for the answer. You can find a reason to stay. Standing in the pouring rain. Thank you.
Good choices, Mariel. Good choices.
Yes. You too. Oh. I feel like you were cooler than me. You're wrapped.
You think I was cooler than
you? Yeah. But that's maybe just because I had Thank You Next and Personal.
I love both of those songs. My number one this year was Steely Dan. I think you're doing okay. Yeah, Cigarette Daydreams, classic.
Classic.
And it still hits to this day.
No, we played that on radio before.
We have?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't we?
Like, half of these, I was like, oh, like, I'm pretty sure I played on radio.
Yeah. 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 I remember Personal.
Yeah. That was like a throwback day. Yeah.
The lyrics are kind of extreme.
Yeah. They're so, I just like, you know, the like Emma Chamberlain, Hannah Meloche.
Totally.
That like, like that group, like they play Personal and I was like, oh, this song is so good.
And it
and,
is
like, good. I wish I was a YouTuber.
She'll make you wish that you were dead. Like, wow.
And I just was like obsessed with the little Lauren Gray parts of this song. It was so funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what PSA do you have today?
Okay. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape?
Oh, why not?
In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you.
What?
So if you don't use it, consider covering it up.
Wow, I'm investing in a piece of opaque tape.
And this is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow.
I chose this because this is an instance of my younger self being better than my older self, because my old laptop in high school that I used to cover it up and I used to be good about it. But this, mm-hmm. I had like even a fancy little slider that could slide off. So when I wanted to take photo booth pictures, I could.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's nothing.
Wow.
So I really should also invest in opaque tape. But I just sometimes when I'm bored, I like pulling up photo booth camera, and it's a lot to like
peel off. You like playing with the filters or what?
I like looking at myself.
Okay.
When
I do that too.
And I like doing a little, like the four, choosing my four different pictures.
Our listeners couldn't see what you just did. Can you describe it?
I did a little pouty face. And yeah, I like playing with some of the filters, like the frog filter.
Mm-hmm.
I like, I used to like doing like the like transparent background of like a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or like the fish one. Yeah.
I used to do those too. And like my parents were convinced I was like the most creative child alive.
I had a photo booth, like photo shoot with my old car in like middle school, because we had this car for like this old van for so long, and I was like, I didn't really like it, but like when we were about to like give it away, mm-hmm. or like, yeah, I got so emotional about it, like I was like, I have to commemorate. So that was another instance photo booth came
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
But that means I had to bring my laptop outside, place it on my gate, take off the opaque tape, and like do a little photo shoot with. I wonder if I have those pictures.
Probably.
Yeah.
I bet you do, in a folder somewhere. I have all my old photo booth in like a folder in my Google Drive.
I know. It used to pop up like a cringy like photo booth selfie I took when I was like little. Like every time I opened up my like Finder folder, and mm-hmm. I just stopped opening it up. Yeah.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we don't have time to do our 2016 Spotify Wraps, but we can just say what they were.
Yeah.
You can go first.
I kind of forgot what I put on there.
You have Lush Life by Zara Larsson.
Yeah, Lush Life by Zara Larsson. You know, she was never really an American hit, but she was. That song was.
All night, all summer, for real.
It was my summer song for a while, too.
Yeah. Totally. It is a summer song.
Yeah, I just always wish we all had a Lush Life.
Yeah, I guess I was already angsty in 2016 because my top song was a My Chemical Romance song, but it was explicit, so I couldn't add it.
Mm.
So it was 21 Guns by Green Day.
I think the most angsty I got was like, what's her face? Alessia Cara.
Oh, Scars to Your Beautiful?
Scars to Your Beautiful. The one about being, like, alone, right? I listened to that.
Yeah, what a beautiful testament to a woman's pain.
I know. But she just, like, all her songs started to sound the same, so.
Alessia Cara. Yeah. I was never really a Cara-nator. I know. If that's what you call yourself.
She, like, fell off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did that one cover, though, of How Far I'll Go from Moana.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Really? I kind of like the original better.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I just like the song in general. Like, I don't know if I'd say I have a favorite.
Mm. Yeah, me either. Again, not a Cara-nator.
Not a Cara-nator.
But she didn't make your Wrapped, so I guess you're a fake fan.
I think in 2016 she made my little, like, she was like
your top five.
Yeah, she was probably my top five. Gotcha. But also, I didn't really listen to Spotify in 2016 like that. I was more like of a YouTube music listener.
Totally. I think 2016 is when I transitioned to using Spotify.
Yeah.
And like I had the free version. So what I would do is like.
Yeah, I had the free version for a while.
Because you know how they made you like shuffle your songs?
Yes.
Like you wouldn't just be able to play a song. I would like make playlists with one song in them to like circumvent the Spotify free.
I think I was like a liked old music. Like I just like played my liked music.
Remember Pandora?
Yes, but I didn't really use that.
Really?
Like, yeah. They also kind of fell off.
Pandora? Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We used to have Pandora at Warpy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or like corporate would make us these like stupid playlists. Yeah. And like each month had a different one. So like I heard that song from the Minions soundtrack like 10 trillion times.
Oh, so
like,
was Turn Up the Sunshine. Oh, Turn Up the Sunshine. Yeah.
It's just the quantity, not the quality.
Yeah.
Okay. We actually have to go. So thanks for tuning in. This is Sophie and Mariel, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you have a great week.
Great end of the semester.
I won't be here for next week's show.
Yeah, I'll be solo show for.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Bye.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.